Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson warned Sunday the worldwide terrorist threat has entered a new phase where media-savvy Islamist extremists are successfully attracting so-called lone wolf attackers to their cause.
Because of the use of the internet, we could have little or no notice in advance of an independent actor attempting to strike. And so that's why law enforcement at the local level needs to be ever more vigilant, and we're constantly reminding them to do that.
Secretary Johnson also urged leaders in the broader Islamic community to step up counter-extremism. On Friday, the U.S. military bolstered security at its bases across the country. Saudi Arabia's King Salman will not be taking part in a U.S. Arab summit hosted this week by President Obama, according to the Saudi foreign minister. Summit begins on Wednesday with delegations from the six-member Gulf Cooperation Council visiting the White House. It will continue on Thursday with talks at the presidential retreat known as Camp David. Talks will likely include the ongoing negotiations on Iran's nuclear program and Gulf concerns that Iran would gain freedom from sanctions and continue to develop a nuclear weapon. Warplanes from Saudi-led coalition continued airstrikes against the Houthi rebel targets in Yemen today. Saudi and U.S. officials announced a ceasefire proposal last week that would allow badly needed supplies to reach civilians in Yemen. The Houthis accepted that plan on Sunday, and it will begin tomorrow for 5 days. Meanwhile, Morocco's military jet says it was investigating what happened to one of its fighter jets that disappeared while taking part in an air campaign. This is VOA News. Syria says Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu committed an act of flagrant aggression Sunday by crossing the border without Syrian consent in order to visit a historic tomb. State-run Sana News Agency says Mr. Davutoğlu was in grave violation of international laws and accords when he went to the tomb of Süleyman Shah, the grandfather of the founder of the Ottoman Empire. Sana further called the visit a public publicity stunt ahead of Turkey's upcoming elections. South Korea has expressed concern about North Korea's test firing of a submarine-based ballistic missile and urged Pyongyang to stop the development.
지난주 북한이 수중 발사 탄도미사일의 수중 사출 시험에 대해 대단히 심각하고
Kim In-suk is a spokesperson for the South Korean Defense Ministry. He said they view the North's test firing as a serious matter. North Korea announced on Saturday that it had successfully test-fired such a missile, which violates UN sanctions. Analysts are divided just how much progress North Korea has actually made with its submarine-based missile development program, citing the country's antiquated fleet of submarines. Government of Central African Republic and 10 armed groups signed a peace deal that happened Sunday, aimed at ending 2 years of fighting that's killed thousands. The deal includes an agreement not to use children as soldiers or forced laborers. Muslim rebels seized the capital of Bangui in 2013, leading to often brutal clashes between rival Christian and Muslim militias. Cuban President Raul Castro visited the Vatican. That happened on Sunday. There he personally thanked Pope Francis for his efforts to end 5 decades of tensions between the United States and Cuba. Pope was instrumental in the secret negotiations between Havana and Washington, leading to the announcement in December that the two countries are taking steps to reopen embassies in their capitals and broaden economic links. Vatican has said Francis personally mediated between the two sides and hosted delegations from both nations. And French President François Hollande has arrived in Cuba. It happened late Sunday night, becoming the first French head of state to visit Havana. He plans to meet with the Cuban president, Raul Castro, today upon the Cuban leader's return from Italy. Mr. Hollande is the first Western leader also to visit Cuba since Mr. Castro and President Obama began easing tensions, which might lead to the end of sanctions. Unlike the U.S. trade embargo with Cuba, Paris and Havana have long established financial ties, the two-way trade worth nearly $400 million. Mr. Hollande's stopover in Cuba is the last stop on a five-nation tour of the Caribbean. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.